Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With the devastation on the coast, just south of New England, from Superstorm Sandy still fresh in the mind, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino wants the city to begin preparing now for flooding in anticipation of the predicted rise in the sea level. A new report says Boston narrowly escaped major damage from Sandy and predicts the city won't always be so lucky. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports on those findings and the steps Boston is taking to prepare.
The report says in under 40 years, many parts of the city will be vulnerable to flooding.
A number of sites may be at risk of increased storm flooding soon after 2050, including Logan Airport, the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, and the Bay State Expo Center site of UMass Boston.
That's Vivian Lee, president of the Boston Harbor Association, a nonprofit organization that works to keep the harbor accessible. The group commissioned the report that outlines Boston's vulnerability to rising sea levels.
These areas, about 6% of Boston's land area, could have been flooded had Hurricane Sandy's storm surge hit Boston 5.5 hours earlier when it was high tide.
Floodwaters would have reached City Hall. Scientists expect the sea level to rise at least 2.5 feet by the end of the century and possibly as much as 6 feet. Boston Mayor Tom Menino says Boston needs to be ready for both scenarios.
I want us to be prepared as we can be for future storms, the effects of climate change.
Over the next 6 months, the mayor says the Boston Redevelopment Authority will survey buildings, T-stations, and major roads for flood risk. Inspectional services and the Boston Public Health Commission will improve guidelines for flood proofing. New buildings will be required to be designed for future flooding. Brian Sweat, chief of environment and energy for the city, says there's a lot private property owners can do today.
There are building level changes that folks can make today that real estate owners can better prepare their specific building assets for flooding. Infrastructure changes do take a lot of time and money. That has to be part of the consideration for the right solutions. But we want to operate at the building scale, at the neighborhood scale, and at the infrastructure scale.
The city hopes private businesses will make changes without being forced. Richard Domino, president of the business group A Better City, says he thinks the business community will respond.
I think with Sandy just still fresh in our memory, there's a lot of lessons learned for us in the private sector and the people that own property along coastal areas. And I think it's very wise for organizations like ours and my members and other property owners to take those lessons learned very seriously.
The new report suggests the city should start talking about the concept of living with water, because by the end of the century, regular flooding will be a reality. Seth Kaplan is the vice president for climate advocacy and policy at the Conservation Law Foundation.
We have to be prepared for this. This is the impacts that are baked into the system. We know this is coming. What the report really emphasizes is it's a matter of time.
Responding to all these threats depends on a lot of players. Those include managers of state and federal infrastructure, public transit, and the electric grid. The Boston Harbor Association report concludes that neither the private sector nor the public sector alone has the resources to prepare Boston for increased coastal flooding. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.